Paddy, we were on earlier now, we were on about the Rosapenna and we were on about the Third Earl, Lord Leitrim. You have a lot of information and you've heard a lot of stories about Lord Leitrim.
Yes, Lord Leitrim was supposed to be a very, very violent man, and he had a lot of... The morning that he was murdered, I was told that he was going to evict somebody down in Fannet or someplace, you know. So that was the last morning he came up, but he was murdered then in Cradle by three Fannet men. Well, it was publicised after that because we went down to Fannet the day that monument went up in memory of those men.
Yeah, we plaque, I saw it.
At a cross.
Yeah,
I saw it. At Drum at the lake.
I think it was September last year now.
I was down there in a wee van, me and a fella down the street, or 3 years in it, 4 years in it. And I remember Big Manners Herity. He was from Downings and he was giving a kind of oration at it. He says, "And now your father," he says, "and a Hail Mary," he says, "and come in memory of the men," he says, "that killed the monster."
Yeah.
And that was all Irish too.
Oh, aye, oh, yeah.
And Big Dimley Kelly was from South Donegal too. He was a schoolmaster, a big man, and he gave a kind of a running commentary on it too, and there were a big crowd there, you know. But Leitrim people would tell, well, he wasn't good anyway, you know. But you see, the ball at their own foot, they could do as they liked.
Oh,
yeah. Any of those people of that time, like Doak Castle and all these castles, that just... They done what they wanted to do, you know, and they done things that people are never knowing about, you know. But Sturt out here was a great character, you know. He'll be a grandnephew of him. I was working out there, and he would comment on the whole thing and talk about it. He was an army man too, you know. He's out there now, and he's over 90 years and he's bedridden, you know.
And is he living in...
He's living out there now, and he wasn't at home, and his nephew's looking after him. The nephew would be a very nice man, I forget his name, but his mother was a sister of Sturt's, that present man that's there now. And his father was, I think, Rhodesian, and he was a Catholic, so that fella's a Catholic. And he's a brother, a priest, and Sturt was out at the ordinations, you know.
And what was the story? How did you hear it, like, in your folklore here? How did you hear the story? They made up a plan and found out the three men and...
They did, and they came across on a boat, and they came across from the Hawk's Nest. That's a place there, going down below the bakery, between that and Kerrykeel, there's a place they call the Hawk's Nest.
It's a big
rock. You know, standing along the road there. And these men then come together and propose to just end the story with Leitrim and your Michael Wee Shields and Herity. There were three, and they came across. And there were one of those men now, as far as I'm told, stayed out here in Terlahan for I don't know how long after that he came across, and he must have come down, you know. I suppose there were no law and order in the country, and Leitrim was a law and order, you know. Whatever kind of order it was, but...
So you reckon Leitrim was going to go to evict people that morning?
He was. He was going to evict people, and was told, you know. And... But he had to end the story with him anyway. There was somebody told me years gone by that he drew his last breath up on the other side of Bunlan. So that was a good bit from where they attacked him.
Yeah.
But you see, the type of stuff they had to shoot that time was what you call muzzle loaders packed with pepper and comics and wet towels, rubbish and...
Useless,
and
really.
But I reckon that the fatal blows from the butt of that gun, you know. He
wore a vest, though, didn't he?
Oh, I did, surely to God, aye.
Bulletproof?
Aye. The last man was there was Charles Clemens, and he was the last Lord Leitrim. He'd be this man's uncle, Sturt's uncle, but... I remember over in the chapel, and I remember it well, there were a father, what do you call him? He was a kind of dissident, he was over in the chapel there, and he was here for a while. He was from the Rabalaba Federation. And he said that for nobody to take any act or part and the burial of Lord Leitrim, because it was coming off in a day or two, do you understand?
Yeah.
But it was all Catholics who were working in it, and it was them dug the grave and everything. But they paid no attention. There were more Catholics at the funeral than there were Protestants. And the first man on that gate down there was a priest. He was Father Logue. He was in Tory Island a while. And he was the first man, and he was up at the front of the church during the service. And he was there during the burial. He wasn't Father Rowan. Oh, I forget his name. But anyway, he was here, so now they didn't take, it didn't look very good for him, so. What do you call your man? He was head of the farmers' union up there, Major Chance. But Major Chance was a Catholic, and he was up there in the Lagan Valley there, and he was there for years. Somebody went to him, and he went, told him the story, and he went to the Bishop McNeely. It wasn't McFeely now, Bishop McNeely, and told the story. So your man was shipped after that. He went away from here. That priest, Chambers was his name, Father Chambers. But it was all Catholics worked there, and I suppose down the years, what had they were there all the time working, and there were some of them, their grandfathers worked there, and right down to the present Lord Leitrim was there. You know, yeah. There were a lot of people worked, you know.
So where is this old home?
Manor House, you mean?
Yeah.
It's out there in the wood, out there. You'd see part of it coming down from the Red House from Carrick on the Mulford Road there, you know. It's down on the very point. There's a few old houses on the estate, you see, too.
And Strutt still lives there, does he?
The last time I heard of him, he was in the home in Mulford now, but I think this man has taken him out now, and whether he's there now or not, I don't know. But he was there. But this man used to come down there on a Sunday down towards the bridge when we were out there, you know. But himself was all right, you know.
Yeah.
He was a good enough.
But one was arrested, wasn't he, like after the murder of Leitrim?
Aye, they would be arrested, but they had no evidence right at all, you know. I suppose there was, some of them went to America, and one was supposed to die in Lifford Jail, and what happened to the other man, I suppose, later years he disappeared too, you know. But they'll be partially on the run all the time, you know.
Yeah, but they kept it just quiet. And
oh, did they? It's only in later years that they realised then that they brought it to a top that, well, this monument in commemoration of the men, and that's what they were named, you know.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter now. No. Like, but that time they kept it just nice and quiet.
Not and surely. Oh, they
no information leaked.
No information. You know, it was a wild thing in those days, you know. I mean, he was a law, and he was a man above the board, but man above law, you know.
Yeah.
What he done or said was, that was that, you know.
But he evicted a lot of people, and I suppose things were building up.
He evicted people, surely, to heavens, and tumbled their houses, and got rid of them. The same happened in Glenveigh, you know.
Yeah.
Glenveigh.
Do you know of areas in Carrickgart or further down Downings that he did that?
No. It's funny, I don't. No. Now the most of the problems would be in Fannett, I would say, but none of around this area. Now Glenveigh was a different story.
Oh, completely, yeah.
It was.
But we went off the story of Leitrim again, Paddy.
Aye. Well, he reckon that what he wanted, if a young person got married, that he would have to have the first night with a woman, you know, and they reckon that this girl had become pregnant, and anyway, she worked with him down here, and they reckon that she was buried down in a place they call Runyanyan, that's down there at the point below the manor house, and they say that was his downfall from the descendants of Aaron Fannett.
I bet it's true, yeah.
You know, yeah. Because I mean they were ruthless, and they were above they're above everything, you know, and they've done everything they could possibly do, yeah. You know, and it's quite possible that's what happened.
That inspired the Fannett men to just go.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Aye. Oh, it did surely to happen.
Yeah.